Am I the jerk? Maybe you are. Let's find out. Before we get to the emails, I do have to call out my radio partner.
Oh, no.
Well, Matt McLaren. It's a couple days ago. After the show, we all walk hand in hand to the parking garage. We park in the same general area. Mm-hmm. And then after we go our separate ways, you know, we're just kind of marveling on how wonderful of a show that we just did, and everything is fine and dandy.
Well, we back it up on the app so Nailed we can listen it. To the last
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We try to listen to at least the last hour right. So we can revel in what happened. So as we're walking to the parking garage, they have new restaurants around here. So now you'll get people who are going to pick up food will park in the garage. And, you know, people, random people going up the stairs to the second floor, whatever, that's where we park. So we will walk into our cars, all of us. You break off early, Travis, because you park a little bit down.
Yeah.
So Matt and I are walking, and there's a car in between our cars. And the car that was next to Matt was over the line. So as we're walking, and there's a couple ladies walking behind us, he was like, see, just look at that. Look at that. Like, he's saying it out loud.
Yeah. And it was the other words.
It was the ladies behind us who was parked next to us.
It was awesome.
That's great.
And they yes. said something too. They go, that's us. And that's I was awesome. Like, I mean, they go, well, here, we'll move it real quick. I was like, no, I'll get in.
Treat me like a bitch.
And my car, I will admit, was a little close to the line. So maybe they thought, man, he's a little close. Let's make sure we have a little room that caused them to go a little bit over. But him bitching out loud about the car parked next to him.
It was him.
And it was them behind us.
That was awesome.
I was like, man, that was a jerk move.
There's something about like
on them, yeah, not on me.
Something about being in and around your car that makes you feel like you can just say whatever you want.
Oh, man.
Because like there's been so many times where I'm bitching in my car and I open the door and get out and kind of continue it. And then like I turn and there's somebody waiting to get in their car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry about everything you just heard. I apologize. That was inappropriate.
Dude, there are 200 cars parked on that level, and the one car parked over the line next to him was the two ladies behind us walking to the car. Man, it was really, really funny.
I bet
they
were really embarrassed, too. They're like, oh, my God, we did park way over the line.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they were embarrassed at all.
I tried to joke with them about it. No, the one lady's like, well, we'll go ahead and get in and move it. And I was like, no, I'll move mine first.
Air
and I made her stand there and wait for me to back out.
Didn't sound like a joke to me.
Kind of a jerk move.
They were the jerk. They were, you saw it. They were over the line.
It wasn't that bad. But so the funny sad. Thing about it is you,
over the line.
Because, you know, Matt, of course, he's going to dramatize it.
Right.
Look at that. And they were right behind him. Matt, it was really funny. Really funny. All right. This is from my buddy Carlton. He says, good day, gentlemen. I keep zip ties and tire valve stem core remover tools in my truck and the wifey's car. For those individuals that feel the need to park over the parking lot stripes, are parking in a handicap spot.
That's where you were headed with this.
And not having a disability license plate placard hanging from the rearview mirror. Am I the jerk for zip tying a shopping cart to those persons' car doors or flatten their tires?
Flatten?
That seems pretty illegal.
That's pretty egregious.
That seems extreme. The zip tie to the shopping cart is amusing.
That's pretty good.
But the flattening of their tire seems extreme.
I don't even think the zip tying of the shopping cart is something that you probably...
I mean, just, you don't want to get caught doing
you're
it.
You're backing up and then you take off. What's that noise? You turn around, there's a cart zip tied to your car. Okay, you know what? I take that back. That's really funny.
That's really funny. You guys have seen Cart Narc, right?
No.
Oh, heart. So he has like, he carries like a stack of, like magnetized placards with him. And if you don't put your card up at the grocery store, he will go to your car and just harass you until you do something about it. And people will, you know, yell at him and cuss him out and try and drive away. So he throws this magnetized placard on the back of their car that says like, I don't put my card up or something like that. And he just, just isn't everybody's business. It's a pretty fun bit.
I always feel weird about people not returning the cart.
It's just laziness.
It's not out of, you're
really
not
hard.
Yeah, it's not just,
you're just lazy.
You're taking 5 minutes to go take the cart and put it somewhere else so you can come back.
Mm-hmm. Five minutes.
I say it's not like you're taking 5 minutes. It's 10 seconds to go wheel a cart somewhere and then come right back.
There's a couple of stores that don't have like the cart returns in the parking lot, but even so, it's just not that hard to take it back up to the front of the store. It's just not hard.
It's not. All right. P1 Rick here. Well, not me, just emailing. I recently attended a Texas Rangers game at Globe Life Field with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend has never gotten to experience getting there early enough to catch batting practice, so we made sure to get there early enough to watch. I took my glove in hopes to catch a ball standing in the stands. During batting practice, a ball was tossed up to a little kid next to me who was shouting for a ball. The kid missed the ball, and it fell between the wall and the stands. A couple of minutes later, another ball was tossed up in our section and I caught it. My first thought was to give the ball to the kid, but I also needed something to get signed by Chuck Morgan. Am I the jerk for not giving the ball that I caught to the kid who missed his? No. P.S. The Chuck autograph is pretty sick.
Yeah. Reality, I don't think he's the jerk.
I think it's a little jerky.
I've always thought this is interesting. Everybody always wants you to give the ball to the kid. Who now, if will it was, grow up and lose it and not even pay attention to it.
But that may not be the case. Yeah, you never know. They may
I got
it.
A ball when I was a kid. I know exactly where it is. It's sitting on my mantle.
If that ball was meant for the kid and he missed it and you grabbed it, you give it to the kid.
100%. Yes. I agree with that, yeah.
If it was just tossed not in the kid's general direction and you caught it, I say we need to stop making it a point to make people feel bad for not giving it to a random kid just because they're there.
Where I might need to know the location of the child when he got the ball. Because
if you're elbowing him out of the way or something.
Or right. Even if he's like in your general, I would say maybe a 2-seat radius. I think. Yeah, get out of here, Baldy.
I agree with Baldy. I think
you're an adult, man. You can go buy a ball to get
Chuck
Morgan.
Not from a major league player.
You can get a ball at the stadium that basically looks exactly the same and
different.
Get Chuck Morgan to sign that.
It's different.
You're an adult. That's going
to
be
matters more to you than
it
does.
That is going to be a memory for that child for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I can kind of disagree with you on it mattering more to you than the kid. Have
it
you seen some
on the
kids' reaction when they get a ball in the stands? They go crazy.
That's like all they're there for is to get a ball at the game. You're an adult. Like, grow up.
Sucks to suck.
So I have to reach two rows behind me because that's two seats back to give a ball to a kid if I catch it.
I don't say you have to, but if there was a kid that was trying to get a ball and you end up getting it, I think you look to your left, to your right, and behind you. And if there is a kid within a 2-seat radius as a 35-plus-year-old adult, maybe you make a kid's day.
What if the kid comes from six rows back and says, can I have that ball, sir?
Yeah, no. That's a little too
old. But it's going to put you in a really bad situation.
That's fine.
How old does the kid have to be, though? Like, how old are we talking for the kid's age? Because
I think we know
right?
kids when we see them.
But like a 13-year-old.
So what's the age cutoff? Yeah.
I think like before a teenager. Like if it's a teenager, that he can get on out of here. But if it's like a 10, 11-year-old, I think that's... You hand the ball to the kid.
This is too much work to try and identify in the moment.
I would never
ask him for his driver's license. Hey, kid, give me what's
right. So, like, who cares? Who cares if it looks like a kid? Give it to him. I don't care what the age cutoff is.
So, like, if a little small person comes up to you and looks kind of young, you just give it to them.
I'm not going to answer that.
I would never, ever, ever give a ball that I caught to anyone else ever. Maybe you should catch it.
Not even your kid?
Yeah, my kid, sure. And that's the thing is like how I always wanted this with foul balls and whatnot. An adult catches, everybody boos him, give it to some random kid. Maybe he's taking it home to give it to his kid. Hey, I caught this foul ball. I thought you would think that was cool.
Okay.
That's not a bad thought, but that's not, no one's going to ask you that. They're just going to boo you because you didn't hand it to the kid.
You could have 50,000 people
boo
you're
the villain.
And I was like, oh, whatever.
Man, that peer pressure's a bitch. And it causes people to do some things that you probably normally wouldn't do. And hand the ball over to the kid is probably one of them that if you're there, again, I guess it's the circumstances. You catch it cleanly, then I don't feel that you're obligated to hand it over if you catch it cleanly. Now, if there's some type of, you know, if it falls down and you and the kid are kind of going after it,
you're
then
obligated.
I probably would, I would give it
at that
to
the
kid.
Wrestle with the kid.
I mean, if it's in the, you know, if it falls in between and you're both kind of going after it, I would give it to the kid.
I think this is the point of am I the jerk? You're not obligated to do anything. But there is some decorum involved.
Yeah.
And like if you're a full grown adult and there's a kid near you that's been trying to get a ball all game long, just think you could make a kid's day rather than you get to take a ball home. If you have a kid at home that you're bringing it to, it's all personal, fine. But like, I would be like, where's the nearest kid? Because I don't care about this.
And I guess if a kid asks and you say, I'm going to take it home to my kid. Right. I don't see anything. I'm with you. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Especially
if
you catch it.
How come your dad didn't catch it?
Now you're being a jerk.
The kid's a jerk for asking.
No, he's not.
So do you just go, hold on. We need some ice cream for this random kid here. What else can I get
for you? That costs money. The ball that you caught or was thrown to you costs $0.
Costs money to get to the game.
Well, his parents also purchased tickets to get in the game.
Right, so why didn't his dad catch it?
It goes back to that.
Why wasn't his dad down there catching it instead of me?
Making a non-jerky situation jerky by, like, dedoing on the kid for not being big enough to catch a ball.
Or his dad. Who's just kind of woofing down hot dogs, being too poor to be in the first row.
Where's my kid? Why is he talking to some random strange guy?
I think for the kid in question, isn't it a life lesson that maybe you should have just caught the ball in the first place?
Thank you, Tyler.
A lesson learned.
There are different circumstances.
Go practice.
Okay, I think both of you know that your reactions here are jerky.
Yeah.
I think you both know that.
He didn't catch the ball.
That's a jerk.
It's the same thing he just said.
It's such a deep move to say
The second
it
one
like
goes
that.
To somebody else. Too bad.
Catch it in your beer, because then you can't give it to the kid, because then it's covered in alcohol.
That's acceptable. If it's got beer all over it, what are you going to do?
So now I know.
Yeah, if
catch
you
catch a ball with my glove, then immediately
but
pour
it. But don't pour the beer on
just
the kid.
Drop it in, but you're going to waste a beer by putting a baseball in it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a domestic. He'll be fine with that.
Exactly. Who cares? I've been going to Ranger games my whole life. I've never caught a ball.
I think that's very personal to it as well. If you have gotten a ball at a game, you're going to be way more apt to be like, let's give that memory that I cherish so much as a kid to another kid.
And it will be cool to catch one.
Very.
But then, again, think of it as you are an adult. And I'm kind of going back and forth on this because I've said, look, I don't think you're obligated to give it to the kid.
You're not obligated.
But now that you think about it, okay, I catch it. It's kind of cool that, yeah, all right, I caught it. Then what? Are you going to put it in a display and put it up on your mantle?
I doubt it.
And maybe the kid probably wouldn't even do that same thing. But it'll make his day way more because you know you have the satisfaction of saying, I caught a foul ball. But if you caught one, you're going to throw it in some random box and probably not even think about it.
Not me.
What if an asteroid threw you the ball? Would you then give it to a kid?
I wouldn't attempt to catch it.
You just let it hit you and bounce off of you?
The best way around it, have a kid and take your kid to every baseball game.
There you go.
Or always have a baseball in your pocket and you go, here you go, buddy. And the kid's like, yay, I got a ball from the game. He has no idea. It's not even the actual ball.
That is the strategy. Now you're on.
That's what the one kid did on the viral video to the girl. The hot ladies behind him. He caught the foul ball and gave him the other one.
Smoothest thing of all time.
Heck yeah, it's smooth.
Or pull out a $5 and give it to the 8-year-old and the kid will freak out. Oh my God, $5, I'm rich. And you're like, there we go.
Not in this economy. You got to adjust for inflation.
Right.
Yeah, that kid will tear that $5 bill up in your face. $5, that's all you got? All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Thank you guys so much. Am I the Jerk 1310
at gmail.com. There's a lot of reaction on this one. It's funny. And everybody's agreeing I would not give it back. I've never caught one. I wouldn't give it back.
I think the satisfaction of catching one is one thing, but then the actual ball of collect dust somewhere that you don't even care. You wouldn't even know where it is. And you keep saying, oh, yeah, I'd display it. You wouldn't display it.
You'd hold it over the child's head like, oh, too bad for you.
I would. I have stuff like in my little home office area that
you spend the whole entire game kind of tossing it up to yourself.
I wouldn't do that because somebody would take it.